This is Marcia Clenard, returning with the Champaign News Gazette, dated Monday, February 11, 2019. We continue now with the death notices, and I'll begin in this with the Saturday, February 9th Gazette. Dwayne Albers. Dwayne Albers, 74, of Rantoul, died at 3:50 a.m. Wednesday, February 6, 2019, at OSF Heart of Mary Medical Center, Urbana. Funeral services will be at 2 p.m. Sunday at American Lutheran Church, 500 Church Street, Rantoul. The Reverend Matt Bonfleth will officiate. Burial will be in Hull Cemetery, Gifford. Visitation will be from 2 to 5 p.m. Saturday at the church. Byer Family Funeral Services, 406 East Pell Street, Paxton, is in charge of arrangements. Joseph Costa. Joseph Theodore Costa, Joe, passed away at home on Tuesday, February 5, 2019. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. Monday, February 11, 2019, with the wake service beginning at 4:30 p.m. at Owens Funeral Home, 101 North Elm Street, Champaign. Funeral Mass will be celebrated by Father Luke Spinagle at 10 a.m. Tuesday, February 12th at St. Patrick Catholic Church, 708 West Main Street, Urbana. Burial will be in Woodlawn Cemetery, Urbana, with military honors accorded by VFW 5521. Juanita Dillingham. Juanita Dillingham, 88, of Urbana, formerly of Champaign, died Friday, February 8, 2019. Funeral services were incomplete at Owens Funeral Home, 101 North Elm Street. Willetta Mae Hassel Donaldson. On Saturday, February 2, 2019, Willetta passed in the comfort of her home on the 15th anniversary of her marriage to Carlos Franklin Donaldson, Sr. of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Funeral services will be at 11 a.m. today, so that was last Saturday, February 9th, at Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, 1301 North 6th Street, Champaign, with the pastor Ricky E. Parks officiating. Visitation was at 10 a.m. that day, Saturday, at the church. Final interment will be at Lincoln Memorial Gardens. Mary Killian. Mary Killian, 85, of Cisna Park, died Thursday, February 7, 2019, at Prairie View Lutheran Home, Danforth. Funeral services will be at 11 a.m. Tuesday at Trinity Lutheran Church, 302 South 4th Street, Cisna Park. The Reverend Tim Hahn will officiate, and burial will be in Trinity Lutheran Cemetery, Cisna Park. Visitation will be from 9 to 11 a.m. Tuesday at the church. Knapp Funeral Homes, 219 West Blaine Street, Cisna Park, is in charge of arrangements. Michael Leifer. Michael Leifer, 73, of Urbana, died at 7:15 a.m. Tuesday, February 5, 2019, at Aspen Creek of Sullivan. Memorial services will be at 11 a.m. Saturday at Weber Street Christian Church, 107 South Weber Street, Urbana. Pastor Sam Stowe and Doug Morrow will officiate. Burial will be at a later date. Visitation will be from 10 to 11 a.m. Saturday at the church. Renner Wyckoff Chapel and Crematory, 1900 South Philo Road, Urbana, is in charge of arrangements. Alice Orr. Alice Orr, 88, of Urbana, died Friday, February 8, 2019, at Meadowbrook Health Center, Urbana. Funeral arrangements were incomplete at Morgan Memorial Home, 1304 Regency Drive West, Savoy. Ranelle M. Shriver. Rennell Shriver, 76, of Villa Grove, died at 6:30 p.m. Tuesday, February 5, 2019, at Champaign County Nursing Home, Urbana. There will be no funeral services. Joins Funeral Home, 1375 Illinois 130, Villa Grove, is in charge of arrangements. Andy Swartz, Farron Andy Swartz, 53, died at home in Mahomet on Wednesday, February 6, 2019. A private family service will be held at a later date. Donna Vaughn, 78, of Champaign, died at 12:50 a.m. Tuesday, February 5, 2019, at Piatt County Nursing Home, Monticello. Funeral services will be at 11 a.m. Tuesday, February 12, at Morgan Memorial Home, 1304 Regency Drive West, Savoy. Burial will be in Grandview Memorial Garden, Champaign. Visitation will be from 5 to 8 p.m. Monday, February 11th, at the funeral home. From the Sunday, February 10th, News Gazette, again, Juanita Dillingham. Juanita F. Dillingham, 88, formerly of Champaign, died at Kirby Medical Center, Monticello, at 12:53 a.m. Friday, February 8, 2019. The funeral service will be at noon, February 13th, at Owens Funeral Home, 101 North Elm Street, Champaign. The visitation will be 1 hour prior to the service at the funeral home. Burial will be in Grandview Memorial Gardens, Champaign. Ellen Ellis. Ellen M. Ellis, 95, of Gifford, passed away in the early morning hours of Friday, February 8, 2019, at Country Health Care and Rehab Gifford. Services will be held at a later date. Vaughna Jansen Evans. Vaughna Jean Jansen Evans, 82, of Commerce City, Colorado, formerly of Buckley, died Friday, February 1st, 2019, in Colorado. Funeral services will be at 11 a.m. Friday at Bayer Family Funeral Services, 306 East Lincoln Street, Buckley. The Reverend Donna Dolmeyer will officiate. Burial will be in St. John's Cemetery, Buckley. Visitation will be from 10 to 11 a.m. Friday at the funeral home. Bob Jenkins. Bob Jenkins, 68, of Urbana, died at 4 a.m. Friday, February 8, 2019, at Carl Foundation Hospital, Urbana. Funeral arrangements were incomplete at Renner Wyckoff Chapel and Crematory, 1900 South Philo Road, Urbana. Verlin Kelly. Verlin Kelly, 89, of Dewey, died at 10:44 p.m. Tuesday, February 5, 2019, at home. Funeral services for the Navy veteran will be at 11 a.m. Wednesday at Lamb Funeral Home, 303 North Church Street, Gibson City. The Reverend John Tennyson will officiate. Burial will be in Drummer Township Cemetery, Gibson City, with military rites accorded. Visitation will be from 10 to 11 a.m. Wednesday at the funeral home. Harold McCloskey. Harold McCloskey, 71, of San Antonio, Texas, formerly of Philo, died at 10 a.m. Thursday, January 31, 2019, at Metropolitan Methodist Hospital, San Antonio, Texas. There was no service for the National Guard veteran. Ollinger Sanz, S-A-E-N-Z, Mortuary Services, 6614 South Flores Street, San Antonio, Texas, was in charge of arrangements. William Munt. William Munt, 92, of Monticello, died at 9:50 p.m. Friday, February 8, 2019, at Piatt County Nursing Home, Monticello. Funeral arrangements were incomplete at Mackie Wright Funeral Home, 215 East Washington Street, Monticello. Otis Noble Jr. Otis Noble Jr., 71, son of Ruby Wheeler and Otis Noble Sr. of Chicago, made his transition to the Lord on Thursday, February 5th, 2019. A celebration of life will commence at noon Monday, February 11th, 2019, at Salem Baptist Church, Champaign. Visitation will be at 11 a.m. until the start of the service. Eulogist is the Reverend Byron Smith. Alice Orr. Alice Carls Orr, 88, died Friday, February 8, 2019, at Clark Lindsay Village, Urbana, from complications of dementia. We are planning a celebration of Alice's life sometime in the spring. Location and time to be announced. Frances Paris. Frances Paris, 92, of Urbana, passed away at 4:10 p.m. Tuesday, February 5th, 2019, at Carl Foundation Hospital, Urbana. Renner Wyckoff Chapel and Crematory will be handling cremation services. Her ashes will be interred in Grandview Memorial Gardens, Champaign, at a later date. Norris Smith. Norris Smith, 87, a former Unit 4 social worker, passed away Tuesday, January 26, 2019, in Oklahoma. A memorial will be held in Norman, Oklahoma, Trinity Baptist Church during the Smith family reunion. Wilma Wilson. Wilma J. Wilson, 89, of North Las Vegas, formerly of Champaign-Urbana, passed away at 6:30 p.m. Friday, February 1st, 2019, at Always Better Care, North Las Vegas. Graveside services will be at 10 a.m. Saturday, February 16th, 2019, at Grandview Memorial Garden, Champaign. Pastor Lutz Brownick will officiate. Renner Wyckoff Chapel is in charge of arrangements. And from Monday, February 11th, Champaign News Gazette. Curtis Carter. Curtis L. Carter, 62, of Clinton, died at 8:40 p.m. Saturday, February 9th, 2019, at Warner Hospital and Health Services, Clinton. Funeral services were incomplete at Calvert Funeral Home, 201 South Center Street, Clinton. Nicholas Gaston. Nicholas W. Gaston, 34, of Villa Grove, died at 3:30 a.m. Saturday, February 9, 2019, at home. Funeral arrangements were incomplete at Joins Funeral Home, 1375 IL 130, Villa Grove. Bob Jenkins. James R. Bob Jenkins, 68, of Urbana, passed away Friday, February 8, 2019, at Carl Foundation Hospital. Visitation will be at Renner Wyckoff Chapel and Crematory, 1900 South Philo Road, Urbana, on Tuesday, February 12th, from 5 to 7 p.m. The funeral will be Wednesday, February 13th at 9:30 a.m. at the funeral home. Leland Collins will officiate. Burial will be in Grandview Memorial Gardens, Champaign. Verlin Kelly. Verlin Eugene Kelly, 89, of Dewey, passed away at 10:44 p.m. Tuesday, February 5th, 2019, at home. His funeral will be at 11 a.m. Wednesday, February 13th, 2019, at Lamb Funeral Home, Gibson City, with the Reverend John Tennyson officiating. Burial will be in Drummer Township Cemetery, Gibson City, with military rites accorded by American Legion Post 568. Visitation will be from 10 to 11 a.m. Wednesday at the funeral home. Roberta May. Roberta May, 78, of Urbana, died at 3:31 p.m. Saturday, February 9, 2019, at Arbor Rose, Tolono. funeral services were incomplete at Renner Wyckoff Chapel and Crematory, 1900 South Philo Road, Urbana. William Munt, Dr. Doc William E. Munt, 92, passed away Friday evening, February 8, 2019, at the Piatt County Nursing Home. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. Wednesday, February 13, 2019, at Mackie Wright Funeral Home, Monticello. Funeral services will be at 11 a.m. Thursday, February 14, 2019, at First Presbyterian Church of Monticello, with the Reverend Paul Spangler officiating. Interment will be in Monticello, will follow in Monticello Township Cemetery. Jack Rint. Jack Rint, 93, of Urbana, died at 2:18 p.m. Saturday, February 9, 2019, at Brookdale Senior Living. Funeral arrangements were incomplete at Renner Wyckoff Chapel and Crematory, 1900 South Philo Road. And finally, Shirley Turner. Shirley A. Turner, 82, of Monticello, passed away at 2:57 a.m. Sunday, February 10th, at Decatur Memorial Hospital. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. to noon, Wednesday, February 13th, 2019, at Monticello United Methodist Church. Funeral services will be at noon, Wednesday, February 13th, 2019, at Monticello United Methodist Church with Pastor Kathy Sweet officiating. Interment will follow in Monticello Township Cemetery. And that ends the reading of the death notices for Saturday, February 9th, to today, February 11th. We'll continue with some local news from Saturday, February 9th, News Gazette. Harsh weather hampers supply of donated blood. Freezing rain and dangerously cold wind chills are taking a toll on the supply of donated blood in the area. Community Blood Services of Illinois said it has had to cancel 68 blood drives in recent weeks due to the weather. The Blood Bank Network has estimated it has lost more than 2,200 blood donations due to both weather-related blood drive cancellations and cancellations or no-shows at its donor center. To try and make up for the loss, the blood services urged all donors who can travel safely to its donor centers in Urbana, Danville, and Mattoon areas to give blood soon. Urbana City Council height limit sought for development. A 65-foot height limit might be imposed upon a proposed development at Lincoln and University Avenues in Urbana. It's one of the conditions recommended by the city's Plan Commission, which voted Thursday night in favor of rezoning the property and for a special use permit. The commission also says the developer, Texas-based Ryle Development Corporation, must do a study about whether its Gather project will impact pedestrian and vehicle traffic. The Urbana City Council might vote on the project February 18th. Development would include 200 apartments, 16 townhomes, and 50 extended stay hotel rooms, plus lobby and retail space on the first floor and outdoor gathering space. If approved, construction could be complete by 2021. Champaign County Forest Preserve District. Park District gets $152,000 grant for expansion. Lake of the Woods will expand its lake accessibility within the next 2 years following Governor J.B. Pritzker's awarding of $152,400 from the state's Open Space Land Acquisition and Development Grant, which assists parks in acquiring open space or developing and improving local recreational facilities throughout the state. "We're very excited about it," said Mary Ellen Wilner, Executive Director of the Champaign County Forest Preserve District. Grant coordinator Jared Schoeneman said the money will be used to improve accessibility for individuals with disabilities in the area near the intersection of Tin Cup and Lake of the Woods roads, commonly referred to as the Peninsula. We're putting in a large picnic shelter, which will be one of our first accessible shelters. It will have accessible picnic tables, grills, and parking spots. With the addition of a new picnic shelter comes the farewell to the current Swiss Valley open-air shelter, which will be torn down. Wilner said the shelter is located in a floodplain, has structural issues, and poses problems for visitors who have physical limitations. Near the new picnic shelter will be a looping trail, approximately 1/4 mile long, that will connect with the area neighborhood and go down to the rental paddle boat house. We'll be able to demolish the current boathouse and put in a new one, Schoeneman said. We'll take out the boat dock. It's long past its life expectancy, and we're putting in a floating dock. The new floating dock area will be the site of a new kayak canoe launch point with easy access for individuals with disabilities. It's going to be the first kayak canoe launch in the county to have two transfer stations that will assist people in wheelchairs, Schoeneman said. They will be able to get into paddle boats or kayaks or canoes. It will have two handles for them to use to launch or pull themselves out of the water. The OSLAD grant provides half of the necessary project funds. The rest will be up to donations to the Forest Preserve. Our Friends Foundation will be looking for private donations to help us get this project underway, Wilner said. Some of the funds we have already collected, but we still have some additional fundraising to do. Wilner hopes project construction will begin as early as spring 2020. The latest would be fall 2020. Also from Saturday's News Gazette, kidnapped suspect arrested, victim found in trunk. Police arrested a Champaign man Friday after he allegedly held a razor to the throat of a woman who was giving him a ride early Thursday morning and forced her into the trunk of her vehicle. According to Champaign police, Robert D. Jackson, 32, requested a ride from a 21-year-old woman at 1:38 a.m. Thursday at the Circle K gas station on North Prospect Avenue in Champaign. She agreed to give him one, police said, and at some point, he held a razor blade to her throat and forced her into the trunk. Sergeant Dennis Batzel said that about 3 hours later, about 4:45 a.m., the vehicle was involved in a hit-and-run accident in Tilton, and at 8:24 a.m., someone heard the woman's voice coming from the trunk of the vehicle, which was parked in an alleyway in the 600 block of West Harrison Street in Danville. The woman was taken to a local hospital. Police arrested Jackson about 1:50 p.m. Friday in the 200 block of East Hill Street in Champaign on preliminary charges of kidnapping. He could also face additional charges. An investigation aided by security camera footage helped lead authorities to him, Batzel said. Champaign police are asking anyone with information about this incident to call them at 217-351-4545. Those wishing to remain anonymous can contact Champaign County Crime Stoppers at 217-373-8477. Also from Saturday, officials again regulate alcohol sales. It's that time of year again. With unofficial St. Patrick's Day less than a month away, city and university officials are reasserting their condemnation of the annual Campus Town Drinking Fest that has led to 3 deaths in 12 years. Urbana Mayor Diane Marlin and Champaign Mayor Deb Finan of both of whom also serve as their respective city's liquor commissioner, will once again invoke emergency orders regulating alcohol sales to help stem what they consider to be a threat to the public health, safety, and welfare of the community. Already a Facebook event called Unofficial 2019 has more than 1,800 people marked as going and more than 4,500 interested. But Marlin and Finan hope that their alcohol rules will keep booze away from as many people as possible. Liquor license holders won't be allowed to serve alcohol or let people drink inside between the hours of 6 and 10 a.m. on Friday, March 1st and Saturday, March 2nd. They're also prohibited from hosting private functions and selling pitchers and whole bottles. Also, no keg permits will be issued. The bar entry age will be raised from 19 to 21 for the weekend, and as in the past, those who need emergency assistance will not be ticketed for drinking. The most recent unofficial related fatality in 2017 was when a student fell to his death from the interior balcony of an apartment complex. And this prompted U of I Chancellor Robert Jones to call in the community to help end this event. Marlin and Finan have been meeting with Jones about it every year since. In the past, Marlin's order said, "Unofficial has led to a significant increase in arrests of intoxicated people on charges such as battery, disorderly conduct, criminal damage to property, and other public order offenses." The order also said hospitals often see a large increase in emergency room admission for dangerous levels of alcohol intoxication. And we'll finish today with some of Saturday's Tom Kasich mailbag questions. Has a recreational marijuana bill been introduced in the Illinois legislature yet? Of the more than 3,600 pieces of legislation that have been introduced in the House and Senate so far this year, several deal with cannabis, but only one contains a full-blown path toward the legalization of recreational marijuana. That is House Bill 902, the Cannabis Legalization Equity Act, sponsored by State Representative Carol Ammons, Democrat from Urbana. Among the highlights, people could possess up to 225 grams of cannabis or 24 mature cannabis plants. If you had 25 plants or more, you would be guilty of a civil law violation punishable by a maximum fine of $1,000. There would be a 10% excise tax on the sale or transfer of cannabis from a cultivation facility to a retail store. At least 51% of the licenses issued by the Department of Agriculture for cannabis cultivation facilities, and at least 51% of the licenses issued by the Department of Financial and Professional Regulation for retail cannabis stores would be in communities disproportionately harmed by the war on drugs. Law enforcement agencies would have to expunge the records of persons who had committed Class 4 felonies or misdemeanors under the Cannabis Control Act. Localities could, by ordinance, prohibit the operation of cannabis cultivation facilities, cannabis testing facilities, or retail cannabis stores. Employers would be able to have policies restricting the use of cannabis by employees. Ammons' bill is not likely to pass, given that Representative Kelly Cassidy, Democrat, Chicago, and Senator Heather Steens, Democrat of Chicago, have been negotiating a recreational marijuana bill with various interest groups and expect to introduce it this spring. Ammons and State Senator Scott Bennett, Democrat of Champaign, will host a town hall meeting on marijuana legalization from 6 to 8 p.m. February 18th on the top floor of the Illinois Terminal 45 East University, Champaign. This has been Marcia Clenard with the Champaign News Gazette for Monday, February 11th, 2019. I look forward to reading with you again soon. Take care.